Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. If you want to subscribe to this podcast and all the other podcasts that we do here at Death Squad, subscribe on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store, type in Death Squad, hit subscribe, and that way it will download all our latest episodes. Don't forget about deathsquad.tv, which has all the video components to all these podcasts and all the links to all the guests that we have on all the shows. You could also donate by hitting the donate button on the top and on the side. Any donations will go towards this show and pay for any bandwidth or any studio equipment that we need to replace or upgrade. Guys, thanks for listening. And now here's Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
You know this by heart.
Mashup.
It's a mashup. You just made a mashup.
Yes.
All right. How we start? That was a great mashup, Ryan. That was. It's Raining Men mixed up with.
It's Raining Friday.
It's Raining Friday. That's right. You should totally make a mashup.
It would totally be a hit.
Yeah. Welcome to the Skeptic Tank podcast number 4. Yay! We're going to talk about homosexuality and what that's all about.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, we can start there, actually. Let me ask you a question. My guest today is Justin Martindale.
What's going on, everyone?
On Twitter at Justin Martindale.
Wrong. It's just Martindale.
God. Is it?
Yeah.
Just Martindale?
Justin Martindale wouldn't fit. So I got a little bitter. So I just went with Just Martindale.
I always log you in as Justin Martindale.
I know. And that's why I never get tagged in your tweets.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
But I feel like
I've we're off to a great start.
Okay. Anyway, so he is a notable homosexual. He is one of my friends who's a gay wad, and we're going to talk to him today about what that's like. Because I grew up as a straight wad, and when I grew up, we didn't have any gays around us.
That's so unfortunate.
And by that, I mean we definitely had gays around us, but they were all hiding it.
Right.
Now that I think about it, there were definitely a lot of gays in my Jewish school. This one kid came out of the closet after he went to college, and everyone talked about it.
Oh, of course.
Like, everyone.
Well, because they're bored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When did you come out of the closet? How old were you?
Oh, it begins like this. I was 21.
You were 21?
Yes.
And then that's when you decided to tell everybody?
Well, I mean, I guess so. Everyone was kind of like, really, dude? What are you hiding?
My best friend in college, Gay Andrew. Gandrew.
Gandrew,
He
like a Lord of the Rings character.
He came out to, like, we always assumed he was gay, freshman and sophomore year. And then he was like, I'm not gay. I'm like, well, you wear a lot of purple.
Yeah.
Like, you should then wear less purple if you're not gay.
Right.
We're like, all right, if you're not gay, you're not gay. Yeah. So we make jokes about it. They were like, hey, which one's the angel? My friends be like, which one's the angel? I'm like, the gay-looking one.
Yeah.
He goes, Ari, don't say those things. I'm like, why? You said you're not gay, but you're gay-looking. Yeah. I don't understand.
You're wearing gold lamé. I mean, come on.
And then junior year, we were going to get wings at Cluck U Chicken.
Okay.
And he goes, Ari, I need to talk to you. And I was like, oh,
what's here this about?
Yeah, and he sat me down, and he was like, I am gay. Oh. I'm a homosexual. And I was like, I knew that 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a little underwhelming when you know already.
Like, there are other drunks getting in line ahead of us for chicken.
Right.
Can we, like, we didn't care then.
Yeah. It's like mine. I had to say it. I was like, oh yeah, you know, this is how it's gonna go.
Who'd you tell first?
Mommy
and daddy?
No, believe it or not, I was one of the victims of an outing, which is,
So who outed you?
This guy, this horrible, horrible guy.
You're friends with him on Facebook?
No. He was just like, you hear like the term like a snake. This guy was like an absolute snake.
This was in college?
This was in college, yeah.
Okay.
And,
where'd you go to college?
I went to Baylor University, which is like the biggest Southern Baptist university in the country. Yeah.
Wow.
I went there because all the cool kids were going, and, you know.
All the cool kids went to the biggest Southern Baptist
college. Yeah, I mean, it was Texas.
Fucking Texas.
I know. It was either UT was too expensive, and I wasn't smart enough.
So you grew up in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this kid outed you junior year, sophomore year.
Freshman, yeah. Well, oh, God.
You were a 21-year-old freshman?
I was 21 when I came out. It was.
Did you take 3 years off to go on a gig cruise?
I did, yes, actually. I was like, let's figure some shit out. Let's get some streamers. No, it was. I came out to, like, officially when I was 21. 19 was when I was like, oh shit.
When did you start gay fucking? Like that, I mean, mom, that's when you come out to yourself.
Yeah, mom, remember when I told you?
You sound like a redneck. When you start fucking?
Yeah, I'm gonna use some jokey terms, yeah. But I'm not judging at all.
Right. Hey, when did you start that fucking shit?
At gay wine. Yeah. When you start fucking in the bud? When
you
start?
Yeah.
You guys do it in public parks.
Dude, can you feel hell?
Every day of my life. I started boning when I guess. Wow, I don't know.
You know what?
Sophomore year. Sophomore year of... So it was like 2000.
Sophomore year of
Yeah, I was college. Like, yeah, Y2K, why okay. not? You know?
We made it.
I was like, might as well.
Just, we live.
Yeah, the world's ending in 2000.
That was right before happened. That.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Computers are going to crash, and I'm going to start fucking men.
I don't want to die not having stuck my dick...
Right.
Into a man's asshole. I don't want to meet my maker and said, hey, what? How yeah. do you like to get the assholes?
I'm like,
you're
like, oh, I don't know. It was everything you said yeah. it would be.
So, yeah. have you hooked up with any guys before?
Before when?
Before you fucked?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
made out?
Right.
Blowjobs and stuff?
Right.
Did you have one experience where you just kissed a guy?
Yes.
And were you like, what was that?
Yeah. You're just kind of like, yeah. My mind went like immediately to Leviticus. I was like, oh, shit.
Really?
Well, not really, but like...
Were you raised religious?
Yeah.
So that's like weird. I had trouble showing my dad my condoms.
Really?
He found them. I was like, I don't know whose those are.
Yeah.
He's like, they're in your room. They're a box of condoms unopened from 2 years ago in your room.
And how old are you?
I was like 18, 19.
Yeah. 18. And your dad found your condoms? Shouldn't
yeah,
you know?
That I didn't use. Yeah, it's like obviously, but I was pretending like, I don't do that.
I just think it's so funny because I'm like, it's just like everybody has such a weird thing about sex and I'm just like, do what you want. I'm like, we have like Teen Mom on MTV. Uh-huh. I'm like, these kids are like 12 and having twins. I'm like...
Dude, why are those kids having it?
Because they get TV shows.
Every time I hear somebody... like complaining about one of those teen moms, like, oh, they're just sluts and whores. I'm like, no, they're not. They're fucking the same age you were fucking.
Yeah,
well, they just weren't smart enough to get rid of it.
And be on Us Weekly. I mean, like, God, I'd be having sex at 12 to be on Us Weekly.
They get on Us Weekly?
Yeah. There's like, and they're like, hey, look, now they got married. I'm like, yeah, because she's a teen mom. And that's what they do. They're called shotgun weddings. But mine, you know, oh, I hate them all.
Okay, so you made out with this guy. And then
back on track.
Who was the dude?
I don't remember.
He was just some guy?
No, it was... No, actually, it was...
I will tell you that a lot of people think that every gay experience is just you go down to the truck stop.
No.
And you find someone who's your taste, right. And you end up doing that.
Right.
There's a full boning room, there's just a blowjob right. area, right. and then there's just a first experience area.
Right. And there's a mani-pedi station like, yeah. over in the corner by the urinal.
So that's not really the case.
Not really the case.
So what is your first experience like? Who was this guy?
It was a guy that I was in school with, and... He moved into my apartment because he got kicked out of the dorms, and he was the bisexual of the school. Like, everyone knew he was like a bi or whatever.
He was out
as a bisexual, okay. Which is pretty much redundant.
I've heard Dr. Drew call bisexuality just sexual immaturity. He was like, make up your mind, you're one way or the other.
I think that's the case. I think it's a crutch. Where they're just like, it's either
guys not wanting to fully accept their gay, because no, I'm still with you guys, or right. Experimenters in college that don't want to give up heterosexuality.
And I mean, I and it's like when girls are like, I'm a bisexual. It's like, no, you're just a whore. Like, that's, you want it all. You're a greedy, selfish whore. And I envy you. it was this guy, and I just got like drunk one night, and I was like, hey, I've got these feelings, you know.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
I was like, I've got these feelings, and you know, you seem pretty cool, and if I'm going to try this out, I'd rather try it out with somebody who like I'm cool with or whatever. And we just started like making out, and that was really it. And then my roommate walked in, apparently. He says he did. I don't remember if he did. I still talk to him, but like, he says that he walked in on us and was like, oh, shit. And
closed the door.
And closed the door. And that was it.
You might have been engrossed in the situation. And
yeah.
I used the word engrossed.
Well, I mean, this was like...
Yeah. I'm joking.
Gross. But, yeah, no, we're filthy. Filthy bastards.
I will tell you this, because I'm going to make some more jokes about this. Uh-huh. But homosexuality being a negative thing is mm-hmm. so ingrained inside me.
Uh-huh.
That I cannot, if I'm driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, like on the way home from uh-huh. the comedy store or something, and I see the guys pouring out at 2 a.m.
Right.
And they're making out and stuff.
Right.
Just like, would any club, but this area, Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, is like, well, my Gandrew, he calls it Mecca. Yeah, he's like, it's the place for gay. So there's gay dudes just kissing. It's normal.
Right.
But when I see that, I'm still like, oh my God.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's inside me, and I cannot shake it.
I kind of get that way, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. It's just, you know, I mean, it's not like extreme, but I'll just be like, whoa, like, look at you.
Yeah.
Like,
also, every kiss you ever see on television is pretty much is a straight kiss.
Well, except if like MTV. Or Glee. Yeah. I mean, let's be real.
I stopped watching before they got to that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but how do you do that when you see, like, two girls kissing? You're not like, whoa.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I do. I mean,
you kind of have to be. But I get like that when I see anybody kissing, because I'm just like, really? Like, go, don't. Like,
I guess
one thing to peck and be like, okay, see you later, have a great day.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to see that.
It's a little different. It seems like the gays are a little bit more intense when they're kissing, because when they're pouring out, they're like no shirts.
Well, they're drunk. Fucking,
yeah, I know, but
it is a little intense. You're absolutely right.
It's a little bit more like rapey feel to it.
Is that how you feel?
I have no problem, but when I look at with rapes and stuff, but when I see that area and the clubs letting out, it's more of a mob of sex.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, where it's just like, oh wow, that's a bunch of sex right there. Mm-hmm. When it's like a normal club and there's guys kissing, it's just kind of like, all right, that's just a club letting out.
Right. Well, first of all, I love it that you guys say you're driving by when actually we know you're parked.
Yeah,
we're watching these clubs empty out into the streets. You're like, okay, your fucking notepads and
getting hard and waiting.
You're like, oh, when I drive by on every Wednesday through Monday,
one finger in my butt.
There is some like. I had a transsexual boss when I was 16 or 17 at this law firm, Sky Rowe, and from England, and he said he likes fucking straight dudes, which is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own. I mean, really.
But he said, I was like, why do gay guys have so much sex?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, well, you know how you would fuck a girl if she would let you?
Right.
And I pretend like yes, because I was still a virgin. But I was like, oh yeah, totally, I love fucking chicks. But
because we're guys.
Yeah, but he was like, now you have two of those guys, no one's stopping you.
Right.
So
there's no middle woman.
There's no girl going like, we shouldn't do this. Yeah. I've only have seven so far. I don't want to get to
take
eight
me
yet.
Home.
Yeah. So it's just like, you just go for it.
I guess
so. When they kiss outside of a club, it's like it's on the way to fucking. It's not like I really had a good time talking to you.
But see, usually those are that's like the 2 o'clock like club rats.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like obviously they're there either to do it or they're like, well shit, that one dude left. So oh look at this guy. You know.
And that's not everybody. That's a specific type of gay at the club.
It's not like everybody. I'm not going to speak for all of them. I'm sure some of them are very nice and.
No. I'm saying, but most people aren't the wait around the club rats. You said.
Yeah.
So, are you a club rat?
No.
You don't do that.
No, I did. There was a time when the fluorescent lights came on, and I was like, you know, and you see everybody in their full grossness, and you're like, oh God. Well, you looked really good in the dark.
Yeah.
With the occasional strobe light hitting you.
Yeah.
But now, so you have to be a decent amount of drunk to like.
To take a guy home.
To take home, you know, it.
This brings up so many topics, but I want to stay on your first experience. So, okay, so you did it. You kissed.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
And how did you like it?
It was cool. I was like, this makes sense.
Did it feel better than kissing women?
Yeah.
Kissing woman.
Woman. Have you already fucked a woman before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite things about homosexuality is while you're trying to not accept who you are clearly going to become and trying to lie to yourself, like, no, maybe not.
Yeah.
You are victimizing
heterosexual
women
who
are going to grow up thinking, I've done something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I've turned men gay.
Yeah, and that's actually happened.
Yeah. 17-year-old girls who don't know how to think things out.
Yeah.
Just completely ruining their lives.
I did this.
So yeah. How many girls had you had sex with?
Two.
Two girls.
Yeah.
And you were able to get a boner and stuff.
Hormones were rushing. Things were happening.
That's amazing to me, too.
Dawson's Creek was still on the air.
This is all Kinsey scale shit, where like some part of you was attracted to to women. Small part of you.
Right. It was one of the... Oh, I mean, it was one... I mean, okay, break it down. This is all my mom's fault. And it's not... I remember my sex talk. Like, it has burned... Remember when you, like, you're a kid and you're... And
never
you're,
got the sex talk.
You never had the sex
Orthodox
talk?
Orthodox Jews. No sex talk at all.
At all.
At all. That's why I was embarrassed to show them the condoms.
I've never had sex talks either. It was just because I think my parents were like, all right, you can figure it out yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. You had a sex talk.
Maybe that... I don't... Yeah. And it was horrible. It was like my mom was like... stoned or something, and like came into my room, and she was like, we need to talk. And I'm like, okay. She's like, do you have any questions about sex? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, when a man loves a woman, he puts his penis inside her vagina.
How old were you at this point?
19.
Four?
It was yesterday. I was about like 6th or 7th grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
That seems so early, right?
No? Teen moms.
I had sex when I was 15.
What?
You did? I just turned 15.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I had no idea what even sex was when I was 15.
I was 23.
But really? See, I was
15?
I was 21.
You were 21.
Yeah.
That seems like a normal age to me.
Well, that's what I would think.
19 to 21.
Losers.
I know, right?
Yeah. A bunch of losers.
But now I do stand-up comedy.
You know, every time I ask a girl, you know, like, so when was the first time you had sex? It's always been 15, too. Like,
what?
It's always... I've never met any girl that they're like, I first had sex when I was 21. Never, ever dated or fucked a girl that said that.
Oh, that means you're attracted to a certain specific
skanks.
Type of girl.
To skanks. To young skanks.
Skanklets.
Yeah. Smell like gutter.
Okay, so what'd she tell you? When a man loves a woman,
he sticks his penis inside of her vagina and it feels really good. All right, later, see you at dinner. Like, that's all it was. And, like, it was one of those things where the mom, like, leaves your room and the kid's just sitting there like, what just happened?
With your Game Boy, waiting to get back to Tetris. And you're like,
yeah, right. What? Exactly. Yeah, it was just like, yeah. And then it was kind of one of those things where I wanted to like ask, be like, so did that really just happen? But we never really got to that point. It was just kind of like, all right, it
seems so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had that talk and you're like, okay, I'm okay, I guess that's what love is.
Yeah.
Exactly. and so then when you were
yeah, well, I guess that's love.
then you started making out with girls.
Yeah, I dated girls. I did lots of girls.
Yeah, you're an attractive guy.
I know.
Yeah, and you probably got some prime pussy, too.
Yeah.
It was good.
Went to waste.
You probably had gay fashion sense then.
I was homecoming king and prom
really?
King.
Really?
Yeah.
I was homecoming king in Texas.
Well, not then. I mean, well, yeah.
But I mean, you were, but I mean, you weren't.
Yeah.
Could you? Is there any way to trade that in for a queen now? To call them back now and say, I'm sorry, keep going. I really got to stop doing that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you mean me be the homecoming queen?
Yes.
All afternoon.
Okay, so you start making out with girls. Uh-huh. Did you call those girls later and say you're sorry?
No.
You really should.
Why?
Because they have in their head that they've done something
No, they're
wrong.
Married and have like 3 kids now and all that shit.
They
move on. They're texting girls. They're going to be barren at 28, you know? So they had to move on. I mean, and if they aren't, I'm sorry.
Right?
I guess that'll be my public apology. You know, so.
So you fucked 2 girls. Uh-huh. Did you go out with one?
I went out with a lot of them.
Both, I'm saying you dated these girls for a while.
Yeah, and I never did pick up a girl at a bar.
Right. But you said, I love you. You had a like, relationship.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you feel it at all?
There was a part of me that did.
But felt what? The love into it.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, we're really cool. We're good friends, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. But it was that like, I love you like a
you
Facebook
said it, but you were
friend.
Like,
yeah.
Were you like, I love blowjobs?
No.
But I hate sex.
Well, the sex always involved crying. So it was
what?
Like,
what?
Well, it was so... Cause
what? I have only cried during sex like 2 or 3 times.
I'm kind of a
breakup sex. A girthy
fellow.
Oh, so she was crying.
Crying. Like virgin, it was like her first time, and like she was crying blood all over the sheets. Yeah, it was bad.
Why does it happen like that?
I'm sorry if that's too graphic, listeners, but I'm like, I'm very blunt.
My first girlfriend, when I had sex, she started crying, and I was like, is it?
No,
is
she
it,
didn't.
Is it because I'm huge? And she was like, no, it's really beautiful. And I was like, damn.
Oh, really? She was in, oh, wow. So you're a slow.
Damn it. I thought, I was smooth. Hoping I was painting you.
No,
just
yeah, she was on an island.
So do you make guys cry now? It's the same thing? Like, blood everywhere?
No, not blood everywhere.
I have a friend.
But I have been known to make him cry a couple times.
Okay, so now...
God. Okay. You guys are asking the questions.
No,
I'm like,
totally.
I'm a cool guy.
I love this.
Oh, I love how y'all are like embarrassed and like... I'm just like, all right, well, all right, here we go.
Okay. That I just feel bad for any of those girls that has to, like, form their sexuality or who they are.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. When you get broken up, you immediately think it's your fault completely, even if it's a straight relationship.
Really?
Everyone does.
No,
especially
they don't.
At 16, 17.
Oh, well, I mean, but, like, now it's like you're a guy, it's just like, all right, next, on to the
yeah,
next one.
Line, yeah, whatever.
I mean, do you really, like, all the girls you break up with, are you like, God, I wonder what she's doing? I wonder if she's, you know,
no.
looking at that scrapbook I made for her.
Anywhere. Right, no.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I'll think about what they're up to. But yeah. Like, really, it's just how do they look. I'll look them on Facebook. I'm like, we'll not make contact. That's an East Coast 38.
Do you, that is not okay, a West now, when Coast you, 38. Okay, do you friend your girlfriends on Facebook?
My exes?
Yeah.
No, I'm only friends with a couple of my exes.
Okay.
Why is that?
I used to have this theory that there's zero point to, I'm rethinking it lately, that my theory was that if you go out with a girl and you or whatever or a guy and mm-hmm. you have this relationship and you're in love or whatever uh-huh. and you start fighting, it's like it's not working out anymore. The only thing that is working out still generally is the sex. Like that still goes fine unless that's the problem.
Yeah.
But generally it's something else. You fight too much or someone cheated on you, whatever it is. But like, so what you're doing is you're taking out the one thing out of the relationship that works. The one thing that works is the sex. You're taking that out and continuing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Hmm.
I don't see it that way.
I still believe that a little bit, but now a second part of me is like, but you shared a part of your life with someone. Like you may why cut them out of that?
And most relationships end up just because you realize there's something that's not working in it,
uh-huh.
and then it starts getting to you, and then you start getting like irritated with the person and stuff. But when you like rewind to the you rewind it, then you realize no, the core part of it is that you guys both met each other, you liked each other and got along, and then something happened that made the relationship go sour. But like, yeah, that's why I like collecting my ex-girlfriends. I like keeping in touch with them. And
well, Sean Halpin told me this once, but he broke up with that girl and he was mad at her because she kicked him out when he lost his job. It was like, there's no right time to break up with somebody. But anyway, but then he started like talking to her later. And I was like, why are you talking? He's like, well, her dad is sick. And, you know, we went through this. We've been together 10 years. I knew her parents. It's like, she's still a part of my life. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, she still is.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like 60% of you doesn't want to go out with the person anymore doesn't mean you have to mortgage completely the other 40%.
I'm so bored.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, let's get... How do we get off on a tangent? Thank you so much for stopping me.
You like had to vent that, all right? You're like, oh!
Because I just had this talk
with
Eva yesterday.
You hung out with me in Austin last
uh-huh.
week. At that wonderful South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And we actually went to a gay bar. So you saw, I mean...
I don't mind gay bars.
Yeah.
First of all, it takes the pressure off completely as a hetero.
Yeah.
You're just there to booze and talk to your friends.
Talk to girls. And there were girls there, and it's like, hey.
There was a couple of girls. Allison was there. I talked to her.
Allison was very hot.
Yeah. Like I have an Austin girlfriend.
And then, you saw me in my zone. I'm not like a, you know.
I did see this, and you saw it. Did you see it? Okay. When it just comes down to sex, mm-hmm. when it's just like, I don't really care. I just want to fuck. We're both sort of sluts.
Uh-huh.
We're both guys in this relationship. There comes a thing where it's like, I've saw this a few times. We just go over what details you're into. Like, what are you? I'm a power bottom. I'm a power top. I like blowjobs. I like this.
How do you know the terms?
How big? Because I live in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay, cool. That's not like, oh, how do you know? 11. I mean, it's not like our own Da Vinci code.
As long as we get into it, what is it? Explain what that is, a power bottom.
Power bottom is somebody who likes to get received. Like,
but go backwards.
Isn't that just a bottom?
That just means that's all they do.
But is power bottom like you fuck back? Like you shove?
Yeah, you shove backward. You shove backwards.
Is that not it? Are we wrong?
What do you mean you shove backwards?
Like you're so into it, you're pushing back against the dick. Like trying to get the dick even farther.
So you're standing up against a wall.
Okay, I'm picturing it now.
You're not moving at all. The guy's behind you fucking
banging
your asshole.
Okay.
Tearing it open with his cock.
Let's teach you about these gay terms.
Right,
here, Justin.
Yeah, I need
you
to
move at all. If you just accept the rod.
Okay.
If you just accept the rod inside you and don't move at all, that would just be a bottom.
Right,
but
I feel like
if you
separate
your middle section from the wall and push back into him, like you're boxing out, thrusting into his shaft.
Right, uh-huh, into his
that
rod.
Would right,
yeah,
that would
yeah,
make you
that,
a power.
It means
bottom.
When you want, like when you really, 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 like you're into it.
Right, like when Ari gets pegged. You know what pegged is?
Yeah. No, what's pegged? I don't know that term.
I just rolled with it. I was like, pegged.
You just make it up.
Where it's usually where a girl wears a dildo and fucks a guy.
Never done that.
Yeah. So that's kind of gay.
So is it a power bottom?
Yeah.
Is that what a power bottom is?
That means, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's different than just a bottom.
Right.
And there are guys that specifically like bottoms and specifically like tops.
Yes.
And every straight man thinks they would be a top.
Right.
Pretty much everyone.
Sure.
Really?
Do you ever bottom it out? Are there switches at all?
No.
You don't ever take it in the ass?
No.
You're just
never gonna try it once.
Yep. Yeah, I have tried it once.
And you, it's not.
You didn't like? Was it for you?
Yeah. You'd have to try it, otherwise you'd have no way.
Yeah, because I was like, I might as well. No. And it was just like a backwards poop. It was just weird. I mean,
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I was just kind of like, I think I actually made that sound, which is very, very sexy, right? You're just like,
the guy's like, do you like this?
Yeah, and I'm like, no. Yeah. I didn't.
Totally.
Yeah. And then I vomited in his face.
I always guessed it was like 50-50. Like,
it has to be 50-50,
like,
right?
Like, you know, like the gimps, you know, from Pulp Fiction. Like, there's this guy that...
Zipper mouths. Yeah.
Zipper mouths. Uh-huh. You know,
but now here's, we talked about this in South by also. Uh-huh. I'll get back to the gray bars in a second. But like that, I've heard this from an ex girlfriend who's like an artist with tons of gays in that community. Because most people don't ass fuck in gay relationships; they end up just doing oral, like almost exclusively.
Huh?
And you've not heard that?
No,
that's not something you've even heard about. Somebody actually texted that question too, Twitter that question. I was like, yeah, I've already heard that. I'm going to ask him about it, but I already did.
That people just do oral?
It's just an oral situation where
ass fucking
is not even a normal situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, do you want to have sex with the person that... I mean, do you always, like, bring home girls to, like, bang them? That was so, like... Wanted to say fuck them, but I don't know why I did. I was like, bang them?
Right. No, sometimes I guess we just sleep or just kiss.
Right. I mean, there's that point where... Or, like, okay, say if you, like, go to a club, you realize that you brought home, like, Gargamel. And, like...
Who would do that?
Right? Well, there's people out there. And, like, you're just kind of in the bed, and you're just like, oh, God. Like, the alcohol starts wearing off.
Yeah,
the ecstasy for some, you know, and you're just kind of like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I mean.
And then what?
I mean.
Then you just do oral, you're saying.
You're just like, fine.
Sympathy blowjob.
God.
Sympathy blowjob.
I should have stayed in school.
I've gotten those before. She's like, would you leave me alone? Fine, I'll just blow you. Would you just calm down now? I'll take them though.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I feel terrible about it, but I still accept them. I don't say no. I'm better than this. So that's not a thing you've experienced. How old are you?
LA wise, no. I mean, I don't know. No one's really asked me. I just turned 31.
Okay, but you're still sort of in the young gay community. I think
I'm on the shelf. I'm like, I've definitely been gay put communities. Up to dry.
Yeah.
I mean,
and so
luckily I have my looks and my Robert Pattinson hair to keep me going for at least another 3 years until Eclipse comes out, or Breaking Dawn, whatever the fucking movie is.
You still like fuck all the time.
Yeah.
When you sleep with a guy.
Yeah.
You want some more?
Well, yeah.
3-pack.
Should I? I don't know.
Should you?
Nothing's
what?
Happening. What?
Should you? Should you what?
I don't know. What were you saying? You said, should you? Or you were like, would you? I don't know.
Ari, I've noticed you seem way more intense today than normal.
This is how Ari and I talk. We actually have really good conversations
together.
Trying
to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
We have good conversations. I've never...
Here's what we saw at the gay bar in Austin. So we saw this guy who... The way you end up winning a guy over is by saying, like, I have a big dick. Or whatever it is.
Oh, you're talking about the two guys on the patio? Yeah.
Yeah, and so one guy clearly it said, like, I got a big dick. And the other guy's like, yeah, I'm sure everyone says that.
But first of all, they were like muscle guys. Like, I mean, they were huge. Like, if you saw them on the street, you'd be like, oh, that guy's... I wouldn't have guessed they were gay. Because, you know, Texas gays are different.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't muscle guy like what you're thinking. And I would just thought. It wasn't like guys with, like, sleeveless t-shirts.
No, they were like fucking, like, baseball caps backwards. Like, Abercrombie and Fitch shirt. Cargo shorts.
They're frat guys. They look more like frat guys.
Yeah, they were like bros.
Yeah, are Texas gays way more rough and more rapey?
They'd have to be, right?
they would have to be. Definitely.
They'd have to be.
Yeah.
The guys there are more aggressive.
Yeah.
The gay guys would be also.
Why? Why?
Well, why are they more aggressive there?
Yeah, why would they be more aggressive?
Great state of Texas. I don't know.
Texas
is aggressive.
Well, yeah.
That's why all the women have domestic violence assault charges against their husbands and stuff. So the gays, I would just imagine, they like sex each other, just beating the shit out of each other and fucking... Crazy
God,
style.
Who's getting a boner right now?
I think Red Band is.
Okay.
No. Red Band's like, God, I want someone to spit on me.
I had one the whole time.
So these were like frat guys.
Yeah, they were.
One
yeah.
Unzipped his fly.
Right.
Just opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kind of reached into his underwear.
Just reached
pulled
in.
His dick out.
Are you serious?
Gave a quick,
yeah,
like,
this actually happened. I'm totally...
Actually, at a bar, not even in a corner. It was nearby a corner. It was pretty much on a wall. Like everyone could see it.
Yeah.
It's on the way to the bathroom, too,
right,
where everyone
right.
had to pass. He gave it, like, a 3-stroke. Let me just, like, milk it, backhand a couple times.
You were totally watching.
Backhand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got the... He figured out the smoothness
he
and
named
the texture.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, okay. And you see him give a look of, like, not bad.
Not bad
look. And then the guy put it away.
Yeah.
And Allison was like...
I was the one who was like, oh my God, look over there.
Because
I saw it because I'm, you know, I don't know. I was watching.
Yeah. And he put it away, and then I guess it was on. Neither one walked away. They were both happy with the girth,
right?
What the other one thought, and that was a pickup.
And that is an easy night.
Yeah.
Think about it. You have to buy drinks that much. You don't have to go to an ATM.
I mean, there are some girls, sort of slutty girls, but that's fine. Be whatever you want to be, that are into just fucking, they're size queens.
Yeah. Right.
But that'd be so much easier if, like, oh, you're a size queen? Just look at this. Work it up real quick and I'll show you and you tell me whether it's good enough or
but
not.
But that's so much effort and girls at that point.
Not many girls are in the size queens.
No, not many, but some are.
Queens. Why are we, was that a cry for help there?
No, I'm just saying it's to me it seems like...
No, there's some, I'm saying, but if you went up to one of those girls, you wouldn't just say, hey, look at it.
Right. Well, that'd be assault or something. Yeah.
But or we said, like, some girl wouldn't show you her tits. I'm like, just feel them. See how they feel for you.
See, I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, though,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be a way better way.
Yeah, like, some girls just like, here, like, okay, you saved me some time. I've
fooled with padded bras before.
Yeah. You've been fooled?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Water bras? Do girls still wear water bras?
This girl, Melanie Reno, wore a water bra. I was so upset.
Because it was like a waterbed chest?
Also, the worst blood job I've ever gotten. Still great because it was a blowjob. But the worst.
Those are bad.
You know what I've always thought is that guys that really like blowjobs have a little bit more gay in them than straight guys.
Here's the thing. That is 100% not true. But that is a real feeling that a lot of people have.
I'm just saying.
Or if a guy likes anal, a guy that's doing anal, they're like, oh, you must be gay. And it's like, why? I like fucking a girl's butt.
Because you're not... I know guys that like blowjobs more than anything, and it's like, all right, you like something that guys and girls both have more than something only a girl has.
Right. So would the same thing go with a guy who likes doing anal on a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think about it?
I love this. This is like the best discussion ever. It's Wednesday.
Well, because like,
there's so many preconceived notions about gays that are so deeply ingrained in us.
Yeah. What's another question?
Okay, here, I got a bunch. Okay, here's one I really want to get to. I don't want to forget, so I'm just going to get to it.
Do gays really have feelings?
Yeah, they do. Yes, we do.
Are you a full human or just a part?
I'm actually 25% cyborg and Cherokee Indian.
Okay, so the lisp.
The lisp.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, what's up with that?
When I hang out with black people.
Uh-huh.
I would see myself eventually talking more black.
Uh-huh, what you do.
Which I don't, but I hang out with black people. But I have standards. But I, what's with the lisp? When gay Andrew came out of the closet, he said he stopped coming out of the, he didn't want to come out of the closet because he was afraid he would develop a lisp.
Right.
And he sort of did.
Do I have one?
Barely.
Barely?
But sort of. Brian, what do you think?
Well, see, I think I've always had one.
Yeah.
A lisp. And,
yeah. So I don't buy the lisp thing. What I buy is the hi guys.
Yeah, the whole way of talking.
Like the
Well, there's a lisp of like somebody who's there's a lisp of somebody who has his teeth too far apart.
Right.
There's a lisp of like
it sucks like this.
There's a gay lisp.
Yeah, it's like a dog whistle. You're just
what
like,
is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I think it's like when you suck so much cock that your fucking teeth in your mouth.
It's like meth mouth is what it is.
It's like if you continue to suck your thumb your whole life, you're going to get the same thing.
It's not that because girls get blowjobs and they don't have a lisp.
Girls talk like mice. I mean, let's be real. Here in LA, I don't understand it. I'm pointing my finger.
Yes.
I'm going to backtrack. I'll answer the lisp question when I get the answer of what is it with girls talking like babies? Do you guys like that?
First of all,
is that a real question?
Yeah.
First of all, real question? 1,000%.
Fuck
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Super into that.
When they talk like that.
Oh, like a Kardashian? Like, no. I'm just like, what is that?
Yes. No, I don't like that.
When they talk like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to. It's like that girl in Austin who I like quit smoking for.
Oh, yeah.
Like this.
Dr. Drew's theory about that is when your voice freezes at a certain point, that was when you were molested.
Molested, yeah. Ew. Is that what you really said? Because that's what I believe in, too.
And it's like that, something happens, you got some sort of traumatic shock. I guess it could also happen if you see somebody get murdered or something, but some huge trauma that your voice just doesn't keep moving. He said molestation, though. He didn't say huge trauma.
Well, who, Dr. Drew said that?
Yeah.
Well, of course he did.
Well, he also said the thing about bisexuality being sexual immaturity.
Right. Drew's kind of hot, though. I mean...
Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew.
Totally, we're not talking about that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, if he's listening. Hey.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hi.
So that's the thing.
It's so like what is it? Have you ever wondered what the lisp is? Like where it comes from?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I always...
Some of it must come from hanging out with other people with lisps.
Well,
it might also have something to do with
it. Like, I guess it's like your circle of friends where you like hang out and whatever.
Party.
But I mean, it's like... whenever I hear somebody with it, I'm just like, oh, it's kind of a turnoff.
It's a turnoff.
Really? Yeah, because I'm just like, come on, you're a grown
It's a sign
man.
Of like sort of super queenie, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's just, I mean, I have friends who have lisps. I don't judge them or whatever. It's just personally as like no, if I'm going to be with
turn
someone.
You on.
Yeah, no. It's just like,
so guys, we're all going to go down to ice cream.
It's like, stop it.
But yeah.
You don't mind hanging out with them as friends like that?
Well, no, I do. But I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if it's one of those friends that you can handle with like a grain of salt. Like you can, okay, I spent 5 minutes with you. Okay, good seeing you.
You don't have to listen to that when you're trying to fall asleep.
Right. Hit me up on Facebook or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the girl, there was this girl in Austin.
Uh-huh.
Ari gave me this like green edible Jolly Rancher, and like I totally so like shut. To I shut down. Mm-hmm. I shut down, and so like I walked outside.
I had two of them, by the way, everyone.
Yeah, he had two. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it happened, and I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, I can handle this. And so I literally was walking outside, had to sit down in this chair, and I'm sitting behind these like two big girls with elastic waists, and they get attitude with me. They're like, fine, you can sit with us, whatever. And I'm like, this seat's obviously been open for a while, so just go with this. And
you could barely think at this point.
I was drenched in sweat, hands shaking, like and of course one of the big ones is like, you don't look like you should probably go to the hospital, which you never say to
someone.
Who
would say that?
So I'm like, this is it. I'm like Michael Jackson, this is it. And my chest stops and I'm just like, oh God. And so finally I like started calming down. This predator girl, I call her predator girl because she
it took
was,
me 20 minutes to calm him down.
You should just start stroking them off.
No, not there.
The
no.
Not there in public.
Texas.
Not there in public.
Yeah. No. And so
there's a time and place for everything. And
we go to the
what if your friend was dying and the only way you could save him is by stroking him off?
It depends
would
who
you
it
do
is.
It
depends who
what
it is.
If it was me?
If it was you, no.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not going to stroke you off, but if it was like Duncan, he's got a cute face.
I'm not talking about his face.
Just kidding, dude.
Oh. You would shut me off, right?
Huh? You would. If it was like life or death for real, yeah.
For real.
Of course.
Okay, thank you. We're 35 minutes in. That means we're on the downward stretch.
Do you think these guys with the lifts...
Yeah.
Do you think, like...
Is it a way to peacock?
Do you think the most extreme guys, like, hi, guys, how's it going? Do you think that if he has, like, the worst hangover in the world the next day, that he's just like, man, my ass is hurting me? Like, I mean, did they, is it, like, a turn-off thing?
They just
throw out. Do you think, like, when they're home alone, they're just like, hey, what's up, man?
I don't know. It could very well be.
You should do some research,
man. I should be. Well, now that I'm the speaker.
Have you ever fucked one of those guys?
A twink? Or like a...
Is that the term that everyone who listens to this is going to use from now on? Is that the term twink?
Well, I mean, it's like the like younger ones who are just like...
Yeah.
Those guys.
Twink.
Twinkles.
Have you ever been with one?
I think so, yeah.
And does it like bother you? Is it like when I fuck a fat chick and it's like, ugh. Like I hate myself, but I hate myself for caring.
They're very spry. I'll say that. They're very, very agile.
Agile?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So there's situations.
But I'm not attracted to that. Like, honestly, I like dudes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Dudes. Men. Mm-hmm. You're into, like, guys that are gonna fuck.
Do you like
bears?
No.
You don't like bears?
Hmm.
I like muscle bears.
My friend Jared's into bears, and he said his move for guys, when he's in his, like, he has a one-bedroom apartment, and he's in his the living room or whatever, and it's time to go. If it's winter, he goes, there's a heater in the bedroom. And if it's summer, he goes, it's cooler in the bedroom.
Oh.
And that's just like, whatever, let's just fuck.
Is that like a hibernation term? Or
I don't know, but he loves bears. Yeah. He loves bears.
I like clocking. That's pretty fun, too.
What is that?
I just totally made that word up. I just wanted to.
What are some terms we're supposed to know about in the gay community? I know chicken is young gays.
What do you think about the word faggot?
Oh, that's a good question, Brian. Very good question. What do I feel about it?
Yeah.
It's a... I don't know. It's kind of like my N-word. I mean, it's kind of stupid. I just feel like everything's just so offensive now. But I mean, as a comic, I like have to. I hear it all the time.
You hear it all the time.
If you heard me say, "Man, that fucking guy, McDonald's,
like,
he's a faggot."
Yeah, I'd be like,
not like in a gay term, but like right. like in a.
Oh, I'd, know, like, I'd say easy.
You would say, is it?
I'd be like,
that
you know,
sounded
hey.
Semi. That sounded semi, like yeah. you were calling him a homosexual.
Yeah, yeah, that was a horrible
if I,
example. What if I was mad at my remote control and like, fucking faggot?
I'd be like, really? Yeah. I'd be like that, yeah.
What if you heard that?
I'd be like, that was stupid.
Weird.
Like you didn't need to do that.
You didn't need to say it.
A little offensive.
Well, and it's like when someone's like, dude, that's so gay. I'll be like, really? No, it's not. That's not really
it's
gay.
It's really weird as a comic that you really have it like a stigma, you know, like a word still bothers you.
Well, because
I mean, it's like, it. I can appreciate it as a comedic way of saying it. Like, I mean, how many times have I been up at the store and like you hear people like, oh, fuck, that girl saying it. You're just kind of like, I'm numb to it.
That Louis C.K. thing, did you see that in his first episode or second episode of a show? He had some gay, they're all playing poker, and some gay guy saying what the problem with the word faggot is. He goes, it's been hurled at every gay guy. It's been hurled at them as a slur, as a way to fucking try to hurt them.
Right.
Every one of them. So when you say that, it just brings that to mind.
Yeah.
You know,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, what about the word using gay? Like, I hate that show. It's gay.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
You think that's stupid?
Thing.
Also,
it's so dumb. Thing. I think it's one of those words that's like, okay, that was so 2004. Come on.
And everyone who defends it now is like, no, I'm just saying it's a bad thing. You're like, yeah, like homosexuals. Right. That's where it comes from. Yeah, you're comparing it to something else that's bad. Yeah. Homosexuality.
Well, and it just makes people in the gay community like hate straight people, and you definitely have those guys out there who, I mean, like, I like it, like Ari and Nick Youssef and I, we can like go out and hang out, have a fun time, and that's it. But I mean, I know that there's people in that bar who are probably looking at them like, this fucking breeders, what are they doing here, the straight people, this is our turf. And I'm just kind of like, calm down, we're all okay, they didn't do anything to you. It's weird, because that's almost like it's
reversed homophobia.
Well, it's like almost like reverse racism or something. I don't know. It's just very,
because you're ruining their,
you're ruining their experience by being who you are, and it's exactly what we're trying. It's, you know what I mean. It's just, I don't get it. I wish it would all just stop. Stop it, everyone.
The only way I can understand it is that a lot of times when straight guys go to gay bars, we are there sort of in the same way we're at a museum.
Yeah, as you should
like,
be.
We're like, look at them, or a zoo. That's a better
example. I mean, I do the same thing when I go out to like the Roxy and stuff. I just stare. I'm like at a fucking Renaissance fair. I'm like, what are these people thinking? Carpenter pants? Really?
I never say the word faggot, but I say the word gay all the time, and I never think of it as a gay.
But here's
when I think of it as,
well, it's like me
gay.
Being like, oh, that's so Jewish, but I'm not going to think of it as
I say that too. That's say Jewy all the
time.
But
when I started doing like fat jokes on stage, I'd make these fat jokes, and then I realized somebody from the audience was super fat.
That
I'm not trying to hurt you.
That happened to me last night. I was like, aha, fat girls, and I'm like, look over, and I'm like, goo! Like, I felt horrible.
Yeah, that's not what you're trying to do.
No, I don't want to be, I don't want to be.
Same thing with gay, I think, with the word gay. Like, you're not trying to do that. You're sort of saying it around your friends.
G-H-E-Y.
H-E-Y?
G-H-E-Y.
Okay.
It's the same thing as retarded.
That's even more gay than originally how it's spelled.
There you go.
That's like, gahey.
We just used it.
Gahey. Gahey, girlfriend.
What's a better word to use? Speak for your entire minority.
Yeah, what would you use instead of gay?
Lame? That's not as good.
So you're calling gay people lame?
No, I love I love booger.
Booger.
Booger's funny.
Oh, that's booger.
My friend Sutan Amaral, who
don't like it.
Is on RuPaul's Drag
hard
Race.
To say.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
It doesn't flow off the tongue. It doesn't flow off the tongue. Gay is like, that's gay. You know, it's just easy to say.
But what does gay mean?
Like, that could too, gay you can make it gay to means too.
That's ridiculous.
Careful. Know your audience, Red Band.
It's queer.
Okay.
No. Gay means it's like cheesy.
Cheesy. Yeah. Really cheesy.
Does anyone think gay people are cheesy?
Yeah.
But that's how I use it as.
Yeah, it's that.
I say busted and.
That's what's weird. It's like I use it as like a
bleak.
Second term.
I like bleak.
You know
bleak
what? You know what the gays are really good at, by the way, especially like the like pretty boy gays, like you are.
Oh, Ari,
shut up. They're really good at horribly biting and rude comments.
Yeah,
just to crush someone's spirit for no reason. Like,
yes.
Ew, girlfriend. Whatever it is, I don't even can't even do it. You're constantly just shitting on people so hard.
Yeah, that's called reading.
I think your mom.
Oh my
shiz.
God, when they're so creative someone. With it too.
Yeah.
They're so creative. Ew, you shave your back before you go out in public, you seal. And you could hear people going, oh, doesn't even make sense.
And like it's one just got
sinister.
Clubbed. Yeah, like
it's really sinister.
Yeah.
There's some cattiness.
You're brutally.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've
heard you do it.
You've heard me do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's like.
Well, it's like Nick Youssef and I got like denied from this concert at South By. And so we're like going in. We're like hammered, right? And we're just like stumbling in. And this girl's like, You have a wristband on. You can't get in here. And I was like, I have a Roxy wristband. And she's like, get off my sidewalk. And as soon as she said, get off my sidewalk, I turned around. I was like, bitch. And I just let her have it. Nick's like, it's all right. Let's come on. And then I go across the street. I'm like, what concert was this for anyways? She's like, I don't know. Maybe you've heard of him. His name's Moby. And I'm like, you won't let me into a Moby concert. What are we going to jam out to Porcelain all night? And she was like, and Nick... I mean, it was just, I mean, I read her a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like,
you read her. That's what it's called.
I read
reading her.
Yes.
Breaking her
I
down.
I read her. Yes. Read her.
It's amazing. It really is. Yeah. You guys are, don't fucking anger one.
Turn her into filth is what I did.
Here's a few more questions I wanted to get to before we forget, and then we can talk about whatever to wrap it up. Being honest, when after you fuck someone, and this would go for a straight guy too, but I've never really been into anal. The shit on your penis sort of gross you out.
Yes.
It does.
Well, wouldn't it gross you out?
Yes, yeah. It would.
Well, just because you're gay doesn't mean you don't like poop.
I don't want poop on my dick.
Yeah, but you get into that situation.
Oh, it's
situation.
So cute. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so into this.
Oh, this smells so good. I want to put it all over my mouth.
I got a peanut.
So it's like a necessary evil?
Well, yeah. I'm that's like, how you view it? And I want corn on my shaft.
Right.
Yeah.
Lunch on my dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, no one wants that, but yeah. I got to do that in order to get sex.
Gross. Okay. We're so gross.
Have you ever tried to, like, make a guy try to trick a guy into doing stuff with you that you knew wasn't gay, like at a party or anything? Yeah. Like did you ever like someone? Fucking pretty much try to be like gay raping somebody that's
get
not
somebody
gay?
Super drunk where they make mistakes?
Oh yeah,
all the time.
I was in college.
Yeah, did it ever work? Did you almost get beat up the next day?
I never got into a fight, but I definitely got one of those, like, you know,
what are you doing with my dick on your mouth?
I actually got one where it was like, he was like,
the next
here's
day
my number, like, we made out by the river. It was kind of hot.
He
like
sent it to you?
And then, you know, we exchanged numbers and I called him up and I'm like, hey, you know, last night was really cool. I mean, it was one
you
of those,
made out by the river.
Texas. I was like out by the oak tree. Yeah, the river in the back, the moon, like strawberry wine was playing. I don't know.
Black guy hanging.
Yeah, right. Well, it was Waco. And the Branch Davidians on fire again. And so I called him the next day and he was like, yeah, man, I think you got the wrong number. Sorry, man.
Didn't want to face it.
That was it, yeah.
Not ready yet.
Yeah. And then I had a football player who we had, like, this thing for a while. And then, like, he was like, you know, I want to get married, right, and have kids. And I'm like, oh, well.
You were like, you know, I can't. My ovaries aren't existing.
I'm like, I don't have a uterus.
Yeah. That's weird for a guy to say. No,
so well, it just goes to show you, like, how much...
It's ingrained in them too, where they feel that's the right way to be, right?
Well, no, but I mean, then you get these guys who are like living in fear and all this other stuff, who are like getting married and having families and going out to like bathhouses and shit on the side. I mean, it's just, it's sad. I think it's sort of sad.
Sucks. Well, I said once on stage where it's like, the cool thing about being a heterosexual is you never have to come out of the closet.
Right.
You have to realize your heterosexuality. It's assumed before you even are sexualized that you're fucking straight.
Right.
But you got to re-examine it.
Yeah.
God, totally, that sucks.
Yeah. It does suck. But you know what? It gets better.
And you're telling yourself, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. I'm not gay.
Yeah. Several times. I went in and out of the closet.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, yeah, I finally got to a point where I was just like, I just like threw my hands in the air and was just like, all right, well, I guess I'll dance.
If every guy is like into just sort of sluttier than women overall, because of the stigma or whatever it is, how did gay guys get such a conscience about, like bodies and fashion and stuff? You'd seem like you just fuck anything, but they're all into just the fuck, like hot bods and show off your muscles. When did that start?
That's always been
regular
around.
Guys think that's what they look for in girls too, though.
That's what, like, girls look for in them.
Dude, look at that hot girl with those big old titties.
Who's like, look at that fat girl. Yeah. I don't care if she has hair all over.
No, but then everyone, but guys don't. I mean, look at you and me. We don't have awesome bodies, but we can still get laid.
Yeah.
But gay guys all go for the awesome body or straight to bear.
Not all of them.
I mean, what are you talking about? Like, awesome
body?
I've
seen you guys get catty with each other about, like, ugh, oil up before you come out.
Oil up?
Not that much, but you know what I mean? It's like, let me see. They always take their shirts off and fucking go nuts.
Well, that's only
not all of them, but a lot.
Yeah, that's only. There's a higher premium on bodies than that. I would never.
Yes, you do.
I didn't take. Oh, I did.
You would never go with a chubby guy.
No.
You wouldn't do it. And if somebody. I've heard you refer to people as LA 2s. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, but not every gay guy's like that. There's
no,
gay guys.
No, absolutely not.
It's just not like every guy. Mind. It's just like I would only, like, absolutely I know guys not. That only go for 10s, you know?
Absolutely
and then,
not.
You know,
but I've seen it a way higher percentage of guys that are way more concerned with looks.
You're hanging out with the higher end gays.
That was in LA, you know? Too.
You're hanging out with LA gays. You're
maybe
not
that's
hanging
what it
out
is. Maybe that's
Ohio
what it is.
Ohio gays behind the dumpster at 7-Eleven.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is. I mean, to each their own. I'm like, I would love to go drink some moonshine and watch lightning bugs with a gay in Ohio, but I'm not going to.
It could be romantic,
over.
Jess.
No, I will
really
never.
Romantic.
Sorry.
Take you
about
back
it.
To kissing can't, by the pond with the
nope.
guy.
That was a one time experience, and I did it, and I don't need to do it again.
Have you ever been gay bashed or sort of like given a hard time by a guy who you could tell was gay?
Oh, yeah. I had it at the Comedy Store. Did I tell you that? Remember the creepy guy?
No,
which that one creepy guy who looks like Quentin Tarantino, but like busted. Remember, okay, Men in Black? He remember when they like hid in that human skin, but you could tell there was a bug in there? Uh-huh. That's what that guy looked like, but like with Quentin Tarantino skin.
He's always like, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm like, thanks
for telling me once. No, he goes, times. Not to sound gay, but how old are you? And I'm like, whoa, that sounded that would never really sound gay. I'm like, you know, you can't just ask me how old I am without sounding
gay. Sound gay.
Yeah, right. So he goes inside, I sit down. I go on stage. He's in the back, but I don't realize that he's in the back of the audience. And like, I start talking about, it was right after the national anthem when Christina Aguilera forgot the words to the America song.
The America song? The national anthem?
That was a joke. Follow me on Twitter. I started talking about Christina Aguilera. And this guy just goes, Christina Aguilera was an asshole. And I'm like, dude, what do you have against Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm like, who else do you hate? And he's like, George Michael. And you know who else I hate? I hate, who's the other one? Elton John. And I'm just like, all right, I see where this is going. And I'm like, who else do you hate? He's like, Jonathan Knight.
Who?
Hold on here. Jonathan Knight was one of the original members of New Kids on the Block, who recently came out as a homosexual. Like, I mean, everyone knew it. And he was just like, I'm living my life, whatever. I dated Tiffany. Who hasn't, right? And
so jealous.
I know, right? And mall tours. And so I'm like, hold on. And this was Valentine's Day also. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, hold on, sir. How old are you? I'm 48. Okay. It's Valentine's Day. Are you here with somebody? No. Okay. So you're telling me that you're alone on Valentine's Day and you're 48 in a comedy club and you're pissed off because of Jonathan Knight? You, sir,
waiting so long. I've been waiting.
That was
just like, I gotta get this thing out already.
Gotta get the boater.
What about down by the river? That would have been the best time to do it.
But I was like, dude, you, sir, are a closet homosexual. And the whole crowd just started clapping. And he got really? Yeah, he got pissed off and left.
He's like, I'm out of here.
He's like, I'm outie 2011.
When you dream, do you ever dream? do you ever dream about having sex with women?
I've had that, yeah.
Do you wake up horny?
In a cold and sweat?
Do you enjoy? Or is it because, like, you know, I think everyone dreams about creepy shit. And then if you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, what was I dreaming about?
Yeah, I mean,
you
but know? Then I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then I'm like, all right, time for coffee. It's not like it doesn't haunt me throughout the day.
Like, you didn't do anything.
It's like those teeth dreams where, like, I had, like, all your fucking teeth come out. And you're like, what the hell? I mean, I know it's a dream. I've accepted it.
And is it like a celebrity? Like, you're fucking Madonna? Or is it like you're
like, it's just some random.
Like, have you ever thought about, before you became gay, did you ever, like, I'm just going to start with Butch Dykes? Like, girls that look butchy.
No. So, I mean, would you?
If I was going gay, I'd probably like dilute myself. I'd probably first start dating Butch Dyke girls. Like, hey, maybe I could just date a girl that's manly, mm-hmm. you know, has a short haircut that kind of looks like a guy.
And then accept it.
And then see how that feels.
That's a kind of a thing I've heard before where they're like, when they date like queens, when a guy will date like a really, really queenie guy, uh-huh. like, why don't you just date a girl if you want a girl?
Right.
And it's like, you don't want a girl.
But I mean,
but what is that? What's the deal with that? What is that?
Everyone has their own opinion.
What's the answer to that question?
Why do guys what?
Well, whenever the straights always go like, why don't you just date a girl if you're going to date someone who's so girlish?
Oh.
Well, what would you tell somebody if it was like they weren't judging you, if you were just talking?
I don't know, because I wouldn't. I don't date somebody more
girls don't have
girlish.
Hot cocks.
But you've had friends that have done it, right? Yeah. Is that what it's like? I'm just into dudes.
I like meat between the legs.
I like the smell of balls.
Does your girl have balls? No.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
God. Oh, it's like, would you have sex with Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs? Would you? It's like, I'd fuck me. Would you?
Fuck no.
Yeah, exactly.
I would rather date a butch girl than a queenie guy.
I would rather fuck Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster.
Exactly.
Right. How about Rosie O'Donnell? Would you bang her?
I'd bang her over a dude.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, one story. Just a story.
Well, I think actually she'd bend you over, Ari. She's, yeah. She's Rosie O'Donnell.
I think
she was in.
She'd be fun fuck.
I was like, she was in the Flintstones.
She'd be like a sloppy fuck.
She can bend you over.
She'd be a sloppy fuck.
I mean, she's not. She's like a three. She's not.
Yeah, but I'm sure her pussy feels fucking like a 10.
She was an LA 3?
Unused. No, she's not an LA 3.
I bet her pussy feels like a 10, though.
Why would it feel like a 10?
Because it's a big, open, juicy, wet pussy. It's not a tight little one. It's like fucking a bucket.
I've heard this theory that chubbier
big
girls
feel big better when you're having sex with them
because they don't just get wet, they also get sweaty.
Oh, it's so gross. It's like,
do you get grossed out by hetero talk?
No, I don't. It's just like, it's like when you guys talk about like beefy flaps and shit, I just think of like an Arby's sandwich, and it's just, I hate Arby's. Yeah, it's just like a, like,
have you ever ate a pussy?
Yes, I have. Did you really like good it? At it?
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you had to have sex with a girl, would you choose? Yeah. Would you choose getting oral or fucking her vagina?
Oral.
Oral.
Yeah.
What about fucking her ass?
No.
What about if she had a lot of pimples and hair on her ass?
Like, what's her name, Montana Fishburne? Gross.
Sure, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What if she smelled like Old Spice?
Like, what's her name, Montana and Fishburne?
Montana Fishburne.
Oh, that's a person's name.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne's porn daughter.
No, she came to the Comedy Store once. I didn't look at her ass. So.
Oh, you should have. You were too busy looking at her face.
Blah, blah, blah. Wasn't great. Lawrence Fishburne, clearly not dating models.
No.
So you would rather... So if it was like Montana Fishburne?
No.
Still straight.
I mean, I get girls oral. Who come up to me all the time who like want to turn me and stuff, and I'm just like, stop. Like, and some of them are really hot, and I'm just like, Just stop, because I'm only gonna break your
it's
heart.
It's like, it's not gonna happen. Those are the gay guys when they would come up to me at the gay bar with you. People like, hey, so what are you doing?
Right,
and they feel you sort of cringe, and they'd be like, oh, okay.
Right,
like,
right.
You're not a gay. I'm just stopping wasting my
and
time.
And that's normal.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Hey, sorry. You know?
Yeah, cool. You don't understand. You're at a gay bar.
Yeah.
I can't be held
like
accountable.
Or it's like, you know, if a ugly straight girl, an ugly gay guy, like, approached you, and you're just kind of like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Man, I think if that's me being an asshole, then
the chick
I'm
from
sorry.
Not Community. What's the one with the chick who used to do SNL update? Not Tina Fey, but the other one, the blonde one.
Oh,
also wrong. Just
Amy Poehler.
Yeah. What show is she on?
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation. Retta, the big fat black chick that's on there.
Uh-huh.
She used to have a crush on me.
Uh-huh.
When we were just like, when I was just like an open micer. And she's just too fat and black for me. It's just no. She's a really cool, nice person, but like I'm a little shallow. So it's just not going to happen.
Are you into black girls?
Not really.
Okay. And that's people, just your taste.
That's just my dick. He's deciding. Yeah. Not me.
Have you ever fucked a black guy?
No.
Never?
No.
Has there ever, wow. Ever made out with one?
Yes.
Has one ever made out with your penis?
What does that mean?
Meaning?
Have you ever given a blowjob?
God, no. Racist. I have to think about that one.
I'm going to sum this up, and I know everything about you now. I'm going to call you a racist.
Yeah.
Okay, the gay marriage thing. The gay marriage thing. Because I didn't really care that much until I saw you guys marching down Sunset Boulevard in front
Santa
of a comedy store.
Oh, right.
It was when they walked there. And I was like, it was legal for like 6 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then they went and had a court case.
Yeah.
And I can understand things when it's like, oh, it's not legal yet because they haven't changed the laws. But it was already legal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out of their way to make it illegal in 2009 or 10. And you guys were marching and was like, give us fair rights. And I felt so bad for them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're supposed to be California.
I know.
We're supposed to be the ones who first legalized pot and the emissions.
Like
and
Ohio.
Cigarettes.
Ohio did it first before California.
I just felt
like, what?
Like an ass. How do you feel about that whole thing? Like, are you enraged at that? Or
I'm not enraged. I mean, I'm definitely like, obviously, I feel like I could, I want to be like, kind of like.
Because you're not looking to get married right now.
No.
So
no,
it doesn't affect you at all.
I mean,
specifically.
I think, no, not at all. I mean, it's like, I feel like in a weird way, if kind of like my platform in stand-up is just kind of like to be the speaker for like the other guys. Because I mean, I kind of want to like, I kind of want to be like, I want to like break down walls. All
yeah,
that
so you said,
kind
of you're stand-up, you want to make fun of gays.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, stupidity. I just feel like you should be able, I mean, if you're a comic, you should make fun of everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not the gay comic. It's just me. And that's always how I have been. But it's like when I see people like that who are marching and stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, it's disappointing because it's like there's people who actually want to get married and have families and stuff like that. And you have someone being like, no. And then I look at like fucking Teen Mom and like
that's allowed.
Some 13-year-old girl can get married because she got knocked. It's just so dumb. It's so dumb. Like that's what makes me pissed off. Like
if you're listening to the audio right now, Justin is crying.
No,
and Ari took off his pants about 20 minutes ago.
But I mean, it's like
tears with my cup.
Yeah, it's anyway. Like you get like Britney Spears who can get married for like what 20 hours or something like that, and it's like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
you have women who on Maury Povich who are like, I don't know who my baby's daddy is. It's just
but also like you were saying in the car right over here, it was like you're like, yeah, I'm gay, but that's not all of me. So
no.
I can't just give them all my energy and march with them all the time. I'm also a fucking Californian and you're a dude and you're lots of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But so that's the thing too. It's like, and I don't really talk about being gay on stage. It's
no, you never mention it.
Because it's not like I'm ashamed of it or anything. It's just, it's what is this curse I have bestowed upon me?
I went up in Austin after him at Cap City, and I was talking about that gay guy we saw stroking a shaft, and I was like, we went to this gay bar with Justin. I'm like, you guys knew he was gay, right? And you just hear the sigh of relief from everyone because you never mention it, and they couldn't classify you without you mentioning it. They were all just like,
I thought so.
When he was talking about that disco music, I didn't know. And he put a full dance. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's gay, you guys.
People were like passing money around, like, okay, $20, that's thanks, man.
My dad is like that, where it's like, you don't even consider that people can be gay. You know that's out there. But like my dad met gay Andrew, and he was like later, he was like, we're like, yeah, Andrew's gay. We're like, Andrew's gay?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what are you talking about? He's flamboyant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He goes, I didn't know. He's like, he's wearing a scarf in the summer.
He's wearing Spanx. Oh my god.
Alright, well, I like this one. That's pretty much an hour, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to go too long. I'm trying to limit it to an hour.
To an hour. We could go on for
a... Is there anything else you wanted to tell people that are listening that don't really know anything about homosexuals and homosexual life?
Oh.
That you should, like, sort of be aware of?
Be aware that we're all cool.
You do like fucking a lot more than a regular head. We covered that. You like fucking as much as regular dudes do.
I see, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I guess you guys... I mean, how do I guess I'm just... I just feel like I'm a normal guy.
Do gays have the same sense of smell as us?
Yes, we do. Very, very, very cunningly.
Do you smell in pink?
We smell in rainbow.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Is there anything that you want to say?
What kind of hair product do you use?
Oh, actually, I'm glad you
Do you
asked.
Use a pomade or do you use a...
I use a wax.
A wax. Yeah. Is it a crew?
No, it's not. It's a blue wax. I don't even know what it's called.
You should try Fiber.
I have tried Fiber, actually.
What's like Fiber?
Fiber's an American Crew hair product.
Yeah.
It's very waxy. I use that, and then I just spray it with some Aussie hairspray.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any kind of, like, a mineral that you put in your hair to keep it, you know, healthy, like a spray or anything like
no,
that?
No, I don't do that.
You should do that.
Why? I have great hair.
Well, I'm looking at your ends right now from here. And
Justin takes pride in his hair. You should know. Like, you won't affect him that way. He'll just eventually turn on
that's
you.
That's definitely
like,
not.
If you want to go, we'll go.
That's definitely not super cuts. But do you have, like, a stylist that you go to?
I go to Shorty's on Fairfax.
The black place.
No. The one right by, like, Genghis Cohen or whatever.
I thought there was a black place.
It was called Shorty's?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just thought it was badly placed, or they opened up there before the community went.
No,
good.
It's like it's an old like barbershop style kind of thing.
How much do they charge?
$23.
Oh, that's good. That's just like Rudy's,
yeah.
But not as close. Yeah. I'll go there one day.
But this one's called Shouties.
Have you always had that hairstyle?
No, I used to have long hair. I used to have it like down to it was like Chris D'Elia's hair. I had it down long, 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 long.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cut it.
Yeah.
Because I looked like a. Medieval.
Yeah, the fashion's changed. You're right on the cusp of fashion. Fucking gays. They always know. Like, honestly, if you're like, does a shirt work? Ask a gay and they'll tell you.
Yeah.
A good looking gay, they'll tell you just as much as a woman.
And I do that. I'm kind of like the guy up at the comedy store, too. It's like, dare look at
Is this all right? What am I doing wrong here?
No,
you and Kevin Christie.
Do gay guys often wear panty liners, you know, just to not ruin their underwear?
So we don't wet ourselves?
Well, I mean,
Jessica Tandy?
If you go out and get fucked in the ass enough, you probably have...
No, that's gross.
Is that a fear at all?
I'm sure it happens, though.
Yeah, I mean, sure it happens more than most people, you know? So they probably use, like, maxi pads,
if
I guess?
They're, like, into...
But you've never done it, so.
War depends. I hope
it's just like a maxi pad.
I used to when I was little in grade school because I wet my bed all the time, so my mom made me wear diapers to bed. And this was not little like 4 or 5. This was
16.
My God.
Fifth, sixth grade.
Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with these Jewish guys? I wore diapers to bed, everyone.
In sixth grade,
I wore diapers to bed. My mom put diapers on me and said, "Okay, have a good night, sweetheart. No, don't drink before you go to sleep."
Wow, that's weird.
2 hours before you go to sleep, we have to cure this.
When I was a kid, I had
it's amazing I can get laid ever.
Wow, God, I don't know how to go with that. But I exposed myself once to a little black girl, though.
Why would you do that?
I was trying to get into a club. Remember when, like, clubs were
That's
cool?
How you get into clubs? Exposing yourself to a little black girl?
Not like...
How racist are clubs in Texas? They're like, you want to get in?
Dude.
How about I expose myself to one of those Negro children?
That one's still like, breathing.
That
no, oh my
no,
God.
Work. You're in.
No, I meant like a... I meant
Plus
like
one.
A... 21 and up. No, I meant like a club like when you're in like 5th, 4th grade with like the neighborhood kids.
Oh.
Not like a club. I'll get in.
Fuck
this.
What club made you do that?
Yeah, I'm like...
club.
No, but it's like I had to like walk out and like with my dick up against a piece of glass and like I didn't know there was a little black girl in the neighborhood and she just stood there and screamed and ran off.
Nice.
And then I also ate fiberglass to get into this club, too. They called it Chinese cotton candy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever have sex with Buck Angel?
Is that a porn star?
Yeah.
Have you ever fucked a porn star?
As a female that
turned... Wait, oh, I know Buck Angel. I don't know...
Female turns straight?
But, like, muscly, right? Yeah. Bald?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a lesbian tell me about Buck Angel, because they're really into Buck Angel.
Are we taking calls from... phone calls right now?
Oh, yeah. No, let's totally take calls.
Is it from, like... I like that. Like, callers.
Call her in right now. Let us know. No, Buck Angel's weird. It's weird. Yeah. What go for you. I guess... I don't know too much, but it's, like, it's a lesbian.
It's a female that, I think turned a male?
Female, male, but still has a vagina.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's really buff and crazy.
But has like a
dick also?
What is it called? A clit? Big like
dick. Big pussy pee.
Yeah, it's pussy weird. Bonus.
If you were fucking a guy and you found out he used to be a woman, would that gross you out? Like it grosses out heterosexual men?
Like if I... Wait, what?
When a guy fucks a girl and then later, this is only in sitcoms in the 80s,
yeah.
Finds out that, oh, that used to be a dude. They're like, oh my God. And they're
oh,
like,
I see what you're saying.
You don't care.
Well, I wouldn't be with a lesbian to male.
Right, you'd be with a straight.
Because I'd be like, that's fake. That's like a cat toy down there. It's like, meow, meow, meow.
All right, well, I hope we have learned something about the heterosexual male. They're not all trying to fuck you. In fact, most of the time, that was my big fear.
I love how you said the heterosexual male, too.
Oh, yeah, homosexual. Yeah,
no, that's good.
And most of the time, they're not trying to fuck you. You're not good enough for them.
No. Well, yeah. But, I mean, and if you are... If somebody like get say if you're like walking down the street and somebody like take it as like somebody
a compliment.
Checks you out.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say with Retta. Like she was into me. I was like, awesome.
Yeah, you're doing something good.
I'm not
good.
Gonna do this, but that's fun.
Don't be like, ooh, that's gross. I'm like, okay, if some good looking guy's checking you out, like, damn, you're doing something right. You're doing something right with your life.
Yeah.
You know? And if it's a troll, then you know.
And also,
you're doing something great with your life.
I've heard a guy say that to a woman, where it's like, I don't want these guys always looking at my ass and wanting me.
Why
and it's
not?
Like, guess what? Women deals with that every day, every moment of every day they're in public.
Now you know what it's like. You know,
someone's trying to fuck them.
Yeah, and I kind of like it. Like if I can walk into a bar and everyone's just like, Dreamweaver, you know, like looking at me, I'm like, fuck yeah. And I walk slow, and I'll take it in. I'm like, yeah, ooh, you gotta. I mean, you gotta roll with it. Yes, and I did suck on my lips for a second. Ooh, daddy.
Ooh, daddy. Ooh, daddy.
Justin can be seen at the Comedy Store pretty much every week. To look at their lineups, their Tumblr or their Twitter account, or go to justmarchandale.com.
Yeah, I need some followers. God damn it.
I like to call him Justin Twinkletoes. Yeah, please follow him. Brian Redban is Redban. You guys all know it by now. Redban. I'm Ari Shaffir. I will be in... Atlanta for the Laughing Skull Festival at the beginning of April, and in Portland with my storyteller show at the end of April at the Bridgetown Festival, and I'll be in Scottsdale at the end of April too.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Ari.
You're welcome. Thanks for being
here. I love doing these, and thanks for all the... I'm already getting like Twitter followers. I love you all.
Skeptic Ask number four coming... five coming up. I think Bobby Lee said he would do it next week. We're going to talk about sobriety and being a worthless burnout.
We're
17. I'm just kidding. We'll talk
love
about
you, Bobby.
That.
And don't forget to go to deathsquad.tv all the video components of this and all the links to all those things and blah, blah, blah. Deathsquad.tv.
And there's lots of other Death Squad TV shows that you should like and fun. Naughty Show. Tons of other ones.
What was that?
What?
That song.
Yeah, who was that?
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
When you stick it in the anal, it's so much fun. Butt sex, butt sex, butt 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 butt. When you stick it in the anal, it's so much fun.